Welcome back, and joining me today is Noah Ironman, football coach Matt Hagabush. And coach, unfortunately, the season had to come to a close last Friday as hosted a Concord, but the Hornets came up a little bit on the edge of the scoreboard. 14-12 was the final, but again, it was just a good ball game, both the ends of the football.
It really was. You know, I mean, it was, you know, if you're going to get beat, you're going to go out in the playoffs, you know, definitely, you know, the kind of game that you're not disappointed, you know, too much in. I mean, I felt like we played pretty well. I took pretty good care of the football. You know, some of the concerns coming into the game, you know, ended up coming true for us. You know, they had some players that were, you know, really, I mean, just really capable. I mean, they had a, you know, running back that was a big kid, 6'4", 235, and we knew that we were going to have some, you know, some trouble with him on the edge. And, you know, ultimately, you know, whenever it came down to it, you know, they had a couple of must-have plays, and they got in behind their best guy, and he was just a little bit better than what we could handle on that night.
Yeah, they scored how they got started. They scored on their opening drive. That happened for the second straight week in a row. And, yeah, it's like you said, their running backs were just spectacular. They had over 200 yards rushing that game.
Yeah, I think so. You know, it was kind of one of those deals we were able to bend and not break, you know, for the most part. But gave up the two scores, and you know, again, which kind of was one of our issues as the season came to a close, was, you know, getting some points on the board and being efficient offensively. You know, they held us to two scores, and you know, they missed an extra point and got their two-point conversion, and then we, you know, missed one of our extra points. And so I guess ultimately you could say it came down to kicking game. But, you know, 14 points, you know, gives you a chance to win. We missed some opportunities offensively and, you know, just came out on the wrong side of it.
Well, with that loss, it ended at the record of 7-4 overall this year and finishing second in 2A District 8. But I think overall, if you would summarize this season, was this something that you and the coaching staff were just kind of thinking that this was going to happen, or would it getting better?
Well, you know, I mean, I'll be honest with you. You know, at the beginning of the year, we really felt like that we could, you know, had a chance to win the district, and we did have a chance. You know, it's one of those things, you know, you hate what ifs, but, you know, at the same time, you know, it sure would have been nice to have, you know, been healthy, you know, all the way through it, because I think, you know, it was pretty evident, you know, that when we lost Petey, you know, a player of that caliber, you know, it certainly changed some things for us, defensively and offensively. I don't think people realized, you know, even though he played tight end and you know, didn't quite get the touches necessarily that, you know, Bryce did a year ago, he was a huge, huge part of what we were able to do offensively because of the presence that he brought as far as blocking on the edge and, you know, making some holes for us to run through. And, you know, it definitely took a toll on us, you know, without him. And, you know, I feel like with him, you know, now suddenly our best guy is better than any one of their best guys. And you certainly like your odds when that's the case. But at the same time, you know, there's no guarantees, and that's all part of the game is, you know, dealing with injuries and having to overcome some adversity. And you know, it was just, you know, one of those things where it just wasn't in the cards for us this year.
Coach, you had to say goodbye to some seniors this season. And, matter of fact, you ended your fourth year coaching at Nowata, and you brought these players as freshmen, and certainly they've grown with you throughout the 4 years. And certainly this senior class is something special for you.
Oh, definitely. You know, definitely. I mean, you know, 40-10 in 4 years is certainly nothing to be disappointed in, you know. And I know that, you know, they would have liked to have gone out a little bit differently. But, you know, it's definitely, you know, a class that will be special to me. You know, I told them at the beginning of the year that, you know, we were all freshmen 4 years ago, you know, me included, you know, my first year ever as a head coach. And they've been a really special group. You know, there's no question, and they'll be missed. But, you know, it's the same way every year. You know, I mean, seniors graduate, and we've got to go to work and start putting the pieces together to see what 2016 is going to be like.
Well, of course, speaking of next year, of course, a lot of players coming back, including Cody Smith and Terrell Collins. Those two players, and I know I'm missing some few, but certainly now with their experience this year, it should help them out when they come to 2016.
No, there's no question. You know, we graduate some guys up front, you know, on both sides of the ball. But as far as, you know, guys with stats, especially offensively, you know, we return almost everybody. You know, Sanders had 600 yards rushing and, you know, another 500 yards receiving. So there'll be, you know, a big hole vacated there. But we're excited about, you know, the guys that we have. They're working hard. You know, we're already in the weight room getting ready for 2016. You know, to try to make sure that we don't make an early exit in the playoffs next year.
Well, Coach, as always enjoyed talking with you today and throughout the year. Always a pleasure covering Noah Ironman's football this past year. Ken, congratulations on a fine season, and we look for you down the road.
Well, we appreciate it, Adam, and we'll see you in the gym this winter.